Last year, the BC government promised a new supportive housing project for people dealing with mental health challenges. Now, New View Society, the group responsible for bringing the project to fruition in Port Coquitlam, is worried the funding has been delayed. The society wants to know why funding has not been announced to construct 50 new homes of supportive housing at 2365 and 2371 Kelly Avenue, which was promised in 2021. "We were going along in a great path. There was a positive momentum and something happened," said Sandra Horton, vice chair of New View, who told the Tri-City News that an architect has been engaged and stakeholders contacted to help with the planning process, along with other preliminary work. "How do we get that prioritization to get back to New View when the population is so underserved and the demand is so great?" Horton asked. Recently, the Society's board of directors penned a letter to Interim Housing Minister Murray Rankin in the hopes of getting answers. The province has already purchased the properties, at a cost of approximately $6.1 million through the Building BC Supportive Housing Fund, for a six-story, 50-unit building with 30 studio suites and 22-bedroom apartments. Residents would have access to a clubhouse program, where people can socialize, participate in recreational activities and learn new skills. Supportive housing, scarce. Horton said this kind of housing is scarce but necessary to keep people on track to improving their mental health. She pointed out that the more than 400 units of affordable housing approved in Port Coquitlam doesn't have supporting staff, such as social workers or nurses, and is therefore not suitable for those struggling residents. "It's great they can hang their hats on 420 units of affordable housing, but not one of those units would serve our people because they need more support to keep them out of hospital," said Horton. "There are more than 30 people with persistent and chronic mental health challenges who need this type of housing," New View says. New View member Deborah Biz is joining the call for the province to approve funding for the project. Until recently, Biz didn't have stable housing, which worsened her mental health. "Now that she has a place to live, she wants others to have the same thing." Horton said supportive housing would keep people from falling through the cracks and ending up in hospital or on the streets. "The consequences of not having secured, permanent affordable housing can have a negative impact on the people we serve and on the larger community. Next steps, SOT." In 2019, New View launched its 50 Beds for 50 Years campaign in the hopes of building affordable rental units for its clients and others needing mental health support in time for the agency's 50th anniversary in 2023. The group had hoped funding would be secured for next year but has not been given final approval. According to New View, the property is already zoned for the project. In a letter, New View Chair Sonia Sinclair asked for confirmation of next steps for the project, which is desperately needed. The Tri-City News has reached out to BC Housing and the Ministry of Housing for an update on funding for the Kelly Avenue project. In a statement, today, October 12, a representative from BC Housing said the project is still on the books but provided no additional information on funding. BC Housing recognizes the need to build more supportive housing and is fully committed to partnering with the New View Society on this 50-unit development at 2365-2371 Kelly Avenue. "That's why we purchased the land in May 2021. We will update the community when next steps are known," the statement reads. It also notes that BC Housing has opened or is working on building 750 units of affordable housing in the Tri-Cities since 2017.